good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a third-rate book that should never have been written. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted about James Comey, again saying the former FBI director leaks and lies, as the memos Comey wrote about their meetings before he was fired are sent to Congress and made public. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Among the disclosures in the memos is a meeting in which President Trump confronted Comey about the contents of a dossier describing Mr. Trump's involvement with prostitutes during a 2013 visit in Moscow. Recounting the conversation, Comey wrote, "The president said that the hookers thing is nonsense, but that Russian President Vladimir Putin had told him, we of some of the most beautiful hookers in the world." At that same meeting in February of last year, Comey recounted having seriously angered President Trump when he challenged the president's comments that Russia and America were similar in that both harbored killers. Dave?
John, Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi tweeted the special counsel and the Russia probe needs to be protected, saying the president attempted to intimidate, circumvent the law, and undermine investigations. We've learned after the FBI raided President Trump's personal lawyer last week, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told the president he's not the focus of that investigation. It's all about Michael Cohen. A first for North and South Korea. A telephone hotline's been set up.
The South Korean president's office saying the line has been tested and the connection was great. Senior official Yoon Kun-young saying the call quality was very good. It was like calling our next-door neighbor. The first call between the leaders is expected in the coming days, ahead of a rare summit at the end of next week.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. In an hour across the country, high school students will walk out of class, just like last month, to protest gun violence 19 years to the day after the Columbine massacre in Colorado.
Enough is enough!
Those are teachers supporting students in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were murdered in school in February. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
As students walk out of schools today pushing for gun control, more teachers are planning to leave class next week.
Teachers in Arizona vote overwhelmingly to stage their first statewide strike.
Arizona educators have delivered a strong message.
Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association, says that message is they need more money for schools. Governor Doug Ducey blasting the decision on Twitter, saying he's committed to giving teachers a 20% raise by 2020, but Thomas says lawmakers may not approve that and schools need an extra $1 billion in funding. If Arizona teachers walk out, they'll follow in the recent footsteps of teachers in West Virginia, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Colorado. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Bill Cosby's retrial on sex assault charges is about to resume in Pennsylvania.
Judge Stephen O'Neill says he thinks testimony will conclude within the next few days, far sooner than the month that was estimated at the start of the case. The prosecution rested yesterday, and the defense put up an expert witness that disputed accuser Andrea Constand's account of blue pills she said she was allegedly given being Quaaludes. As for today, it is expected to be only a half day in court for the jury because of legal matters to be discussed outside their presence. The case accusing Cosby of aggravated indecent assault is expected to be in the jury's hands next week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
People will pay last respects for former First Lady Barbara Bush. Her body will lie in repose at a church today. Fox's Adam Housley's in Houston.
Community celebration last night at City Hall. A number of people came out and basically celebrated her life. A massive flag hangs on City Hall. They were singing. There was a choir. And also the mayor of Houston said this about the former First Lady.
Barbara Bush was a strong Texas woman. The Yellow Rose of Texas.
There'll be a funeral tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson in her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Let'sMakeItAHabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has hired a former state legislator for Director of Community and Government Relations. Robert Fleeter, former director of the State Department of Agriculture, gets the job. He starts on Monday. The goal is to strengthen ties with community leaders and state lawmakers across the country. He'll be a senior advisor to Chancellor Robert Jones and a member of Jones's staff. The U of I is hosting a series of events about free speech. Next up is an open discussion with constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz. That is Thursday, the 26th at 7:30 p.m. It is open to the public. Dershowitz will take questions from the crowd. Now is a good time to get a good deal at Bergner's. The liquidation sale for the Bergner store at Marketplace Mall begins today. Bon-Ton had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the store in Champaign will be closing. The News Gazette says the sale is expected to run for 10 to 12 weeks. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Here's Gina Johnson talking about her new book, Let's Make It a Habit, a new guidebook to good habits that beat negativity.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. I like to coach people to navigate these situations by learning how to deal with negativity without becoming consumed by it. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. This means less conflict and improved communication skills, and it's all done for you. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com or come to my speaking event hosted by the Urbana Business Association on April 25th from 11 to 12 at the Urbana Civic Center.
Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Brian Ducey with our weekend weather look.
Sunny today, high 60, 37 our low tonight. We've got partly cloudy conditions tomorrow with a high 59, low 42, up to 64 Sunday. What a nice weekend ahead. We'll start out with some morning clouds and then plenty of sunshine by Sunday afternoon. The temperature's currently at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
By Chicago, the Cubs will travel to Colorado tonight. You'll hear it on US 105.9. The Cardinals, of course, will host Cincinnati. Has a new manager. The manager, Brian Price, got fired yesterday, so they'll put Jim Riggleman. Remember him? He's the interim manager now for the Cincinnati Reds. He took over for Brian Price. Jim Riggleman was the Cubs manager years and years ago, among other teams, so he's been around a long time. So Cubs and Colorado in Denver, and then Cardinals hosting Cincinnati for a weekend set down at Busch Stadium. Again, 2 weeks from tomorrow is Cardinal Cub bus trip. If you'd like to join, still have seats. If you'd like to come on out or go to ESPNCU.com, you can get all of the information about our trip to St. Louis for a wonderful Cub Cardinal bus trip we do every year. One nonprofit is giving shelter dogs a new leash on life. Not lease, leash. By training the dogs to work as service dogs for individuals with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Specialist on PTSD, Northwest Battle Buddies, our friend Shannon Walker. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Thank you for your service to your country. Thanks for doing this. So it really does work. You can go to the Humane Society, find a dog, and train them to do this?
Yes, you can, if you pick the right dog. You know, it's all about temperament. It's all about health and age. So certainly not every shelter dog can be used, but we've absolutely had tremendous success choosing dogs out of shelters, giving them 7 to 12 months of training, and then pairing them with our American heroes. And then our veterans go through 6 weeks of training, working with that dog, learning how to navigate life. And it's just been tremendously successful.
All right, you have placed what, 30 dogs? How many dogs have you placed now?
57
what?
In 6 years.
That's
yes.
Awesome. And you,
yeah.
Sadly, the need, there's more need. If you had more money, you could train more dogs.
Absolutely, we could. Our dogs cost us about $25,000, and we gift them to our American heroes, as a matter of fact. I mean, one of the things we do, because we're completely privately funded, we have Marcus Luttrell, Lone Survivor, coming on May 5th here to the Portland area to do one of our events. So we're super excited about that.
Awesome. Okay, and again, these dogs can wake somebody up from a nightmare, correct?
Absolutely. They wake them up from nightmares. They help stop panic attacks. They act as a social barrier. And one of our most exciting things is that through time, a lot of our veterans who have been on medications for sometimes decades, with the supervision of their medical provider, they actually can diminish their medications that they've been on or completely go off of their medications after decades because they have a service dog at their side.
Amazing. Okay. It's called, if people want to get hold of you, Shannon, how would they get hold of you? It's Northwest Battle Buddies. What's your website?
NorthwestBattleBuddies.org, and they can also find us on Facebook.
Listen, what you're doing is huge. It's really, really large. And from PTSD, do you, as you said, you can get off medication. Can you completely get better from that, or is it always going to be there?
You know what? They say PTSD is not curable, but they can absolutely minimize the symptoms of PTSD that have controlled their life prior to receiving their service dog, to learning to get freedom from those symptoms and learning how to navigate life and cope and minimize the effect of those symptoms on their life so they can have a life, freedom and independence, enjoy them. They deserve. They paid for our freedom. The least we can do for them is try to help them find a healthier way to cope once they come home.
Love the idea. I love what you're doing, Shannon. Always have. NorthwestBattleBuddies.org. Give them $1 million today so she can train more dogs for our heroes. Shannon, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shannon Walker is her name. And again, NorthwestBattleBuddies.com. ESPN 93.5. I want to do Play It Safe. We want
Me
to talk
too.
About that coming up. What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You graduated Muhammad Seymour, but why did you want to do this work?
Growing up around it, my dad just retired with, I believe, 32 years with UVIPD, so he just retired at the beginning of this year.
Jeff,
yep.
Jeff Christensen, I was just mingling with him over the avocados at Sam's, and he was chief of police at UVI for a number of years. Jeff Christensen just retired. I just saw him, so that's your dad.
That's
well,
my
no
dad,
wonder.
Yeah.
It's kind of in your blood.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, just growing up around him and a lot of his friends were police officers and so forth, and I picked up a lot of bad habits from him.
And speaking of your dad and being in this, how was it growing up? Did you have friends that were like, oh, let's not go over to the Christensen's house because we can't get away with anything over there?
Jokingly, yes, but my dad's more of a quiet guy, so I don't think my friends could tell if he was ever mad or just being himself.
That made him nervous. He's looking at me funny. Hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are a law enforcement official with Corey Christensen, Champaign County. All right, very happy to talk Play It Safe with our good friends from Carl. We've got this event coming up in May we're going to be talking about. But happy to welcome some pretty smart doctors in the studio, because that's kind of redundant. Anytime you're a doctor, you're pretty smart.
Uh-huh.
Jared Zimmerman, M.D., Ann Zimmer, M.D. Is this your first baby, Ann?
This is my second.
Second baby? Yeah. Okay, get nice and close to that microphone. Kind of like a rock star.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
And how old is your other child?
He's 2.
Okay. All right, well, I'm prepared in case something happens here. So
okay.
I'll call 911 or Jared will help me. Jared Zimmerman, play it safe. How would you define the event? What is it?
Well, the event's a community event for parents and children to just get better ideas about helping keep your child safe, not only on the playground, but in sports play, everyday life, car seats, all those things that we just want to go over and help our community keep our children safe and be able to really, the name says it all.
You guys have been doing this a while, haven't you?
This has been going on for years. I know I've been part of the sports medicine program. We have athletic trainers that are over there to answer questions, giveaways, things like that.
Uh-huh. It's,
since I've been here, this is my 13th year at Carl's.
Okay, so. Awesome.
So, Ann, how do I not be so overprotective on the playground? Because it looks dangerous.
Yeah, a lot of things look dangerous, and I do think it's a good idea when you first get there to kind of check things out, make sure the equipment's well-maintained, there aren't sharp edges, there aren't trip hazards, things like that. But I think more than that, it's important to tell your kids, these are the rules for how you stay safe on the playground.
And what are they?
So knowing where the swings are, not running in front of the swings.
Good idea, good tip.
Not pushing on top of those high platforms. Watching out for other people coming down the slide and taking turns, going feet first, things like that.
Okay, so it says here, how can parents make sure the child's exercising without overdoing it? Do kids overdo it? I thought we had child obesity. I don't think we're doing enough, are we?
I think it's a catch-22. I think we have, and the more and more in my sports practice, and I think in the pediatric population as well, is we're getting a divergent youth group. We're getting the ones that are playing sports 365 days a year, and we have the ones that enjoy watching TV and playing video games. And I think what we're really got to struggle with right now in our population is how do we find that middle ground where, no, you don't have to play on the super competitive 75-game-a-year baseball team, but I just want to – how do I get my kid involved in something that's just for fun? We're losing that let's just play stuff for fun right now.
Uh-huh.
And so we
got
to find that spot.
It seems like you have to specialize in your sport when you're 3.
Yeah.
And then they're going weekends and everything to go to the –
exactly.
That doesn't – I had no thought 2 seconds about that. But you're right. That we do 75 games or none. So that's a good thing. Okay, so I grew up with Dr. Malcolm Hill with my kids.
Yeah.
Mike Hill's been a doctor for a few years here at Carl's, retiring. He was big for bike helmets.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
We always, even though they weren't, quote, cool, we made our kids wear them. And one time we were at Barkstall, and I'll never forget this. Christian, we brought our bikes in the car, everything. We were riding this, had a bike-a-thon, whatever it was. And Christian had his helmet on, and he hit something, and I think he had at least 6-8 feet in the air. And he landed on his head. Thank God. Because that could have been nasty had he not had that helmet on, because we see it all the time. And Mike Hill had the helmet in his office about how it's you're saving lives. You got to get the helmets on the kids.
That's right.
And
yeah.
But parents say, I don't need one, but you do. I always put one on just to make sure they saw that I did. That's important to set the tone, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our kids want to mirror their parents. And so we lots of things we do in life, we're setting examples, and it's proven over and over in studies. So doesn't matter if it's wearing a bike helmet, obesity, smoking, drinking, what they see their adults around them do, they're going to emulate or at least try. And so we're the number one thing they're going to look up to most of the time.
She's right, isn't he, Ann?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
It's just exactly what they say. Children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. They just watch you and look at you. You're like Truman in that Truman movie. Everybody sees you and watching every move. Okay, Dr. Jared Zimmerman, Dr. Ann Ziemer, they're both at Carl. We got Playing It Safe. It's Saturday, May 19. You want to mark that on the calendar? Or better yet, put it in your phone. You guys don't have calendars, do you? Aren't you in your phone?
No.
Yeah, no.
You're so hip.
What are the hours for the May 19th event?
I got them.
Okay.
That's me. That's here. 9:30 to 2.
Very good.
Leonard Recreational Center in Centennial Park.
Oh, nice.
Carl.
I know it used to be the Champaign County Fairgrounds, but the Leonard Center is
ooh,
nice.
Ooh, nice place. It's just good information. Car seats are a real – we don't do that right. I know that's a struggle, and sometimes you guys have events, but that's got to fit properly.
Yes.
To work right.
That's right, yeah. And most car seats will have on their guidelines as far as height, weight restrictions. So that's always important to look
kids
at.
Kids are supposed to be in a booster or something longer than you'd think, and sometimes if it's too high on the neck and all that stuff, that's bad.
Yeah, and again, a lot of it goes into age and size. So I do think fairs like this are important because they help you figure out, are you doing the right thing for your kids?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is a good thing. Carl's always been good, kind of a Carl fan, and they do a great job.
Right.
So this Playing It Safe is a good thing, and we appreciate you guys. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Wisconsin.
You're both from Wisconsin.
Yeah. You got two Badgers in here.
Two cheeseheads? Are you cheeseheads, Packers, or no?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I like the Packers. And you're from Platteville, which the Bears used to go and train there, didn't they?
Yep, okay. I used to go to church with Mike Ditka.
Come on.
Absolutely. So when you have him on Fridays, I listen and my memory is shaking him and saying, peace be with you, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Good man, big man, you know, back in the day.
Yeah,
formidable, big hand.
It was like when he shook my hand, it was like my entire forearm as a child.
No,
so I remember it vividly.
He truly represents a bear. He's got that big old... Yeah. Thank you for both for coming in. Excited about your baby, Anne, soon?
Yeah, hopefully, next couple of weeks. It's kind of up to her at this point.
Got you covered. So it's a girl.
Yeah.
And your first child again was a...
Is a boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got it going on. And how old?
He's two.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, two diapers, same time. Let's go.
That's right.
All right, you're going to be in the diapers for a while. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
if people need any more information, carl.org to find it.
Yep, it's carl.org/playingitsafe. It's coming up May 19. If you want information, go to the website. Again, May 19, Leonard Recreational Center in Centennial Park. It's going to be a great day, Saturday, May 19. Playing It Safe and the good friends at Carl. ESPN 93.5 Tuesday. I'm back at it. Hard working man. I'll be at CMI. Hi, it's Stevie J. Hey, I started at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford, Septic and Sewer. Now there are fewer, but still plenty of hard work to be done out there. So on Tuesday, April 24th, I'll continue my Hardworking Man series brought to you by Spirion Staffing. I'll be at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, with Betsy and Brad Parks and their team. Follow my Hardworking Man series weekday mornings, ESPNCU.com, or on Facebook by searching ESPNCU or Stevie J-A-Y. Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric's business was better than expected at the start of this year. Its aviation, healthcare, and transportation units all improved. Chief Executive John Flannery says the company is seeing signs of progress in its performance, and he's predicting the company's earnings for the year will meet its forecast. Oil services company Schlumberger's recent quarter is slightly better than expected. It was helped by rising crude oil prices, but was... Network. General Electric's business was better than expected at the start of this year. Its aviation, healthcare, and transportation units all improved. Chief Executive John Flannery says the company is seeing signs of progress in its performance, and he's predicting the company's earnings for the year will meet its forecast. Oil services company Schlumberger's recent quarter is slightly better than expected. It was helped by rising crude oil prices, but was facing higher costs. AT&T wants to sell you a low-cost streaming service. Its skinny bundle of TV channels will be called AT&T Watch, and it could launch in a few weeks. It'll cost $15 a month, but won't include sports. AT&T wireless subscribers will receive the service free. The Dow closed down 83 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 57. The S&P was down 15. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, it's ESPN 93.5. Good to have the good folks from Carl in this morning. Dr. Zemer is pretty pregnant. I was standing by. I would have just called 911. Okay, to another doctor in here.
Yeah, Jared was right there.
So. Yeah, I would have probably. Although I've gone. Well, I would have gotten out of the room. All right, let the professionals work.
We do have the YouTube channel going.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm glad it didn't come to that. Yeah. With Ebertfest going on, I see Columbus is at noon, A Page of Madness, and then American Splendor in the spotlight tonight.
What's with Columbus? I think I saw Columbus.
Right, and I hadn't seen any of these. I wanted to see American Splendor back in 2003.
American Splendor.
Columbus was just last year, so that's fairly recent.
American
that's at noon.
Splendor. I remember that vaguely, too.
So from 1998, tomorrow night after 9:30, The Big Lebowski is really trending in our area because Jeff Dowd is here, and Jeff Bridges played the dude, and Jeff Dowd was that character.
He was the dude.
Right, and he is in town, and he has this kind of Jeff Bridges look from The Big Lebowski.
But Jeff Bridges isn't showing up.
Right, okay. But it's the real dude, Jeff Dowd.
The real dude.
You might want to grab a picture with him and then do your at Ebertfest on social media and all that.
And again, if you want tickets to go to, generally speaking, at this point, you just get in line.
Right.
And generally, they're singles.
Individual tickets are $13 and $15. So 356-9063 if you wanted to be a part of that.
And then you got Illinois Marathon weekend, week from this weekend.
It's coming up. And what I've been hearing is they need more volunteers.
Can you ever have enough volunteers for 20,000 runners?
And it seems like people always wait. They're always wondering if, you know, and they might be looking at the forecast, which right now looks pretty good.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
What's our 10-dayer looking like?
10 days
it's
out.
It's like 50s and 60s,
that.
Right?
But again, you could just type in Illinois Marathon and figure it out. So next Saturday, April 28th, high 66 with sunshine.
Whoa!
The big 5K is the big one Friday night.
That's a biggie.
Partly cloudy with a high 63, low
perfect.
43.
Wonderful. Those are actually dynamite.
Yeah.
Really, really not too hot. Certainly not too cold. Excellent. Good. That's great for the runners, and you could have a little faster time, too, which is always
good.
And it's
so easy to sign up and be a part of things, so please volunteer if you get the chance. You can just take a two-hour shift. It's super easy.
If you want to go to our Cub Cardinal bus trip again, kind of the last call, you got another week and a half probably until we are going to be completely set for our trip to St. Louis. 2 weeks from tomorrow already. It's Cubs Cardinals. Cubbies are good now. They had kind of that eye of the tiger yesterday in the first three innings because Luke Weaver, to me, looked like he had some pop, but just the ball was in bad spots. I noticed the Cardinals hit the ball just as hard in the first couple of innings, but they hit him at people, and the Cubbies found the holes, and they smoked the ball the first three innings. They were really all over Luke Weaver, who had been the Cardinal best starter so far. So Cubs got the Cardinals yesterday 8-5. They play in Colorado and Denver tonight. You'll hear it on US 105. Now, what did we say, 7:40?
Yes.
And Cubbies against Colorado on the road. And Colorado's pretty good.
Yeah.
But so are the Cubs. And then the Cardinals host Cincinnati with a new manager, interim Jim Riggleman, who used to coach the Cubs, used to manage the Cubs. Riggleman takes over for Brian Price. The Reds off to a 3-15 start. It's a tough start. All right, we'll be right back. Your Fox News coming up next.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at gulliffordservices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle.
You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, you can always text us, always. I don't think I've pushed that very hard this morning, but you're always welcome anytime to chime in about whatever. 359-2255 is our text line, also the same number as the phone. Tanya J is joining us here in just a few moments. Tanya J Powers, regulators to require inspections after Southwest Jet engine, the old Southwest Jet engine, and then Delta had a problem too. So what's going on with our jets? Touch on that coming up next. 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president seemingly outraged for his former national security advisor tweeting,
"So General Michael Flynn's life can be totally destroyed while shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should never have been written. Is that really the way life in America is supposed to work?"
Fox's John Roberts. This after the release of 15 pages of Comey's notes from before he was fired as FBI director, which the president says shows there was no collusion. Democrats, like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, calling it proof the president has contempt for the rule of law. And it looks like Prince Charles has a new job.
Sky sources say that Prince Charles will be the next head of the Commonwealth following the Queen.
Samantha Washington with Fox Sister Network Sky News. The Commonwealth, made up of 53 member states, mostly former territories of the British Empire. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Now's a good time to get a good deal at Bergner's. The liquidation sale for the Bergner store at Marketplace Mall begins today. Bon-Ton had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the store in Champaign will be closing. The News Gazette says the sale is expected to run for 10 to 12 weeks. Bon-Ton also operates Carson stores, which means the one in Danville. If you have a hard time putting your phone down while you drive, this will be a good time to try. Police will be getting tougher about distracted driving during Distracted Driver Awareness Week. WCIA says federal officials say 37,000 people were killed in crashes in the U.S. in 2016 because of distracted driving offenses. A state senator has announced a run for Illinois governor. State Senator Sam McGann, a Republican out of Plainview, announced a third-party bid for governor. To get on the ballot, he'll need to collect 25,000 signatures by the end of June. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Anybody surprised about Bergner's?
It's sad, but...
I mean, you're surprised about Bergner's.
Right. I didn't go.
Well, that's why they're closing, Diane, because we didn't go. I didn't go. Did you go to Bergner's?
I used to go to Carson's when I was a kid, but...
Carson's, Terry Scott, that was over Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
But yeah, Colleen Magnifico. Would you invest, if you had $10,000, would you put it on a big bricks and mortar like Bergner's? Why?
Nowadays, no.
Why?
Yeah, because people order things online.
Well, that's the darn thing. I mean, how's Macy's making it?
I don't know.
How would there's so much square footage? I mean, is the age of the big store? I mean, Dick's, they're doing all right, aren't they? I mean, I Field and Stream out there.
Right.
They
have a lot of, you know, fishing, hunting things that you actually want to walk away with.
Yeah, but are we evolving out of that? It's kind of more of a social thing when you go to the mall now, right? I mean, you kind of go to see people?
It's true.
No?
And people like getting packages on their front step when they come home with their outfit.
If you go to the store, try it on, go online, order it on Amazon, because you can get it cheaper, that hurts you.
I know it.
But I'm telling you, it's not a shock. I'm so leery of big buildings for stores anymore because Amazon will ship it free and it's the same darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you compete with that?
Yeah, but I would be disappointed in stuff if they did get rid of stores. Like,
at least for me, it takes me a while to find the right pair of pants.
Well,
I'm
okay.
Short.
All right, so that's a reason to go out and try them on. Yeah. I mean, that's normal. But if you kind of know your size, like I kind of know my size. I know what I buy. I don't...
Oh, trust me, us ladies, it's different everywhere.
Okay. All right, so ladies will keep shopping. Guys will keep doing what they do, which is grab whatever and take it without trying it on. I mean, guys,
we
just kind of grab it and go. It's what I wear.
Put a belt on.
That's it. I don't know. Tanya J. Powers, do you go to the big box stores? I mean, we have Bergner's closing here. I think Amazon's going to kind of corner away from all this. I don't know. I would not invest my money in a big old bricks and mortar right now. It's just tough.
I don't know. It depends on the store, I guess, in the industry.
I just think it's all evolving to online, man. We're just all robotic. I would invest in airline mechanics, man. What's going on with our engines there, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio?
Yeah, extremely good point there. Here's what the latest is regarding, you know, the fatal Southwest incident that happened earlier this week with that engine explosion. The airlines have started to voluntarily do more of the inspections following this. The FAA has said that it will order inspections within 2 weeks. We already know that that's coming. Here's what people may not be aware of, though. This actually was a proposal, these inspections, last year to the FAA. I believe the manufacturer even said, hey, we might want to, you know, check on these before they get to a certain amount of, you know, flight hours or, you know, that kind of thing. The proposal actually came from a similar Southwest engine failure from August of 2016. When that one happened, it didn't hurt anyone inside the plane. I think it hit part of the fuselage, but it didn't hurt anyone. And after that, they said, okay, these fan blades can, you know, have this, as we've already heard from the NTSB this week in their preliminary investigation, metal fatigue. That may be a term that, you know, you guys have heard since then, because it has these tiny little cracks in the fan blades as they, you know, they're under a lot of stress to push all that air through the engine.
Right,
so
right.
You got to watch these. So something similar happened in 2016. After that, the manufacturers and the airlines were kind of haggling over the deadline as to when these inspections should really be done on these planes. They proposed to the FAA to make this mandatory. The FAA did not take that step at that time. Still not sure why. Now, since there has been this incident that has, you know, unfortunately resulted in the death of someone, the FAA says it will now be mandatory. Now, the like I said, the airlines, a lot of them have already started this. There was, according to Southwest, though, they said that the engine that failed this week didn't technically fall under the FAA inspection proposal from last August, so it wouldn't even have been in the ones to be inspected, is what they're saying. Now, the NTSB says we can't confirm that just yet. They're going to go through all the maintenance records and things like that because part numbers change from time to time.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to go through all of that and figure out if this would have fallen into the group of airline engines that should have been checked.
Well, and I think, too, there's a checking visually and there's a checking physically and actually getting there. I think a lot of visual checks don't necessarily tell you that there's a could be a fatigue problem in there. I don't know how they're going to do this. I do know that flying is still incredibly safe, but I find it enormously ironic that Sunday night CBS excoriated, what was it, Allegiant Air for unsafe planes. Here's Southwest gets the brunt of it, and Delta had an issue, I guess, with a big old plane going across the pond to London, I think. So yeah, these make big stories, but overall, we're still pretty good shape, but they are frightening to. I mean, I cannot believe this woman died and it broke the window and she partially sucked out of the. I mean, unbelievable. Wow.
It also speaks to the people who were on the plane with her. I mean, obviously, we've heard a lot about the pilot because, wow, the job that she did staying calm and, you know, making sure that she got the plane on the ground as quickly and safely as possible. And if you've heard that audio of her talking, I guess, to the air traffic controllers, she's just calm, you know.
Yeah, no, she's
I would not have been calm.
Former Air Force jet pilot, right? I mean, she was a...
Navy pilot. Yeah, she was one of the first female fighter pilots for the Navy.
Yeah.
You know, she has worked very hard to, you know, could get to the place that she is and has a lot of experience, and it showed at a time that, you know, it was needed. And just to throw that this out there, don't forget, when you're, and it's not just the pilot that is trained like that to handle safety emergencies. When you're on a plane, flight attendants are there for your safety.
Well,
they are not there to bring you a Sprite. So don't forget, these are the people who are going to help you. That's their job. To keep you safe on an airplane, and they do an amazing job as well.
And I've always been a believer. Most people are really pretty good people, and you see what happens in traumatic situations. All the people on the plane that, you know, got together and did what they tried to do with that poor woman. It's just a freak deal. It's unbelievable, but we want to make sure we're as safe as humanly possible. I think they do a great job, but maybe we step it up just a bit. Yeah, but again, we have 14,000 airports in America. Next country is 2,000, I think, Russia. Otherwise, we fly. I mean, we just don't train. We fly. People are busy.
Yeah.
And you, of course, Tanya flies first class because she's Fox News.
Yeah, okay. If you like spreading rumors on your show, that's fine. You just go right ahead with those untruths.
I know how radio is. The TV people, the pretty people get it all. Come on.
I feel like I'm just lucky if I'm not out on the wing hanging on, man.
Hey, listen.
I'm just in the back. It's okay.
We appreciate you, Tanya J. Thank you.
Anytime.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Yeah, TV people get up front.
I know.
Radio people get the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you hear these stories and get a little freaky. We're still pretty safe. I mean, really safe.
That's right.
All the takeoffs, all the landings. I mean, just think of all the airports we have. Amazing size of airports. O'Hare, Atlanta, Hartsfield. I mean, massively crowded and popular and unbelievable how much frequency and volume in very, very little happens, thankfully. All right, it's 8:41. Cubs are in Denver tonight after disposing of the Cardinals yesterday. It was 8-1, and then it was 8-5.
I know.
The Cardinals had the tying run at the plate. Paul DeJong, I do not know what to think.
He's our ISU guy.
He's our ISU guy. Great kid. I just don't know. I don't know if I can play him.
I mean, he's young.
Well, it's that whole, they bet a lot on him, and he's striking out like half the time now.
Shoot.
And, of course, he struck out three times the other night against the Cubs and then hit a home run.
Okay.
So then you go, all right, he's back. Then yesterday it's like, how do you take strike three when the ball's right down the middle, Paul?
Okay.
I just think what happens is if you have a really good first year, Aledmys Diaz did that. He came back, couldn't hit because what happened? They study your weakness, and pitchers are good enough to throw it where you can't hit it. And then if you can't adjust back, you get out. And they got Paul's number. He's been like 230 now. But he still has pop. I don't know. I don't know, people. I don't know what to do with him. He's one of the smarter guys. I mean, he's really, really almost a brainiac kind of guy, like a Stephen Piscotty kind of was.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Anyway, Cardinals, I think, are doing fine. They won 5 out of 6 on the road. I think it's excellent. They just have to stay even with the Cubs. When they play Chicago, instead of losing 5 out of 19, winning 5 out of 19 games, losing 14 out of 19 to the Cubs, it got to be like 10-9, 9-10. It's got to hang in there.
Well, and Cincinnati's record is not.
Well, but
good, right?
Major League Baseball team, new manager. I do not expect the Cardinals to sweep. Hope they get 2 out of 3, but it's Major League Baseball. Anything can happen. Check your sports coming up. What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
I can't think of a better gift that helps people remember campus than Larry Canfer. He's an artist, but he uses photography. It's just the kind of way he looks at stuff. He's the best, man. He's the best!
I love it.
Okay. 844. ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines.
All righty. Let's start with the Illini facing Grand Canyon. It's alumni weekend, and 70 baseball players will be coming back in town. That's awesome.
Grand Canyon's appearance here on this campus has to be Jerry Colangelo's relationship with Josh Whitman.
Okay.
I don't know what else it would be. And they're also like a D1, but the connection, former Illini Jerry Colangelo, billionaire, that connection, because Jerry Colangelo is Grand Canyon.
I see.
The reason Grand Canyon is so Grand Canyon now, they're Division I, full D1, is Jerry Colangelo. So the whole, all of a sudden we play him in basketball and now baseball, it's Jerry Colangelo. That's my guess.
Well, thanks for saying that. I know that.
That's fine, too. It's great. Bring him on. I mean, if they want to be D1, they got to go play D1. Let's go. I'll play them.
They've got a really good record.
Grand Canyon?
Yeah. So,
let's see who they played. But they also are out there in warm weather
right,
in Phoenix, where they're probably
right,
playing more baseball than
uh-huh,
I did. They probably played more baseball in January than I did. So it might be real good.
It's true. They'll have honor and serve day tomorrow and then bark in the park on Sunday.
And this is all Grand Canyon for the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
So it's keychain night tonight for the first 250 fans who show up at 6 o'clock.
You've never watched a team whose nickname is the Antelopes until this weekend. That's what they're called, the Grand Canyon Antelopes.
I didn't know that.
Home of the free and brave, the Antelopes.
Very good.
Play or something.
So, Illinois softball taking on Iowa. It's strikeout cancer weekend. Cubs over the Cardinals, 8-5 yesterday. Cubs have a first pitch at 7:40 against the Colorado Rockies in Colorado. And the Cardinals will be playing host to Cincinnati. Michael Walker to the mound tonight, 6:20 is when the pregame will start on ESPN 93.5. In fact, we've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Wrigley Field, the Cubs earned a split in what turned out to be a two-game series, beating the Cardinals 8-5. Ricky Luke Weaver gave up 6 runs on 9 hits in the first 2 innings.
He's been so sharp this year right out of the gates in spring training, but this was not a good game for Weaver. This is the third time he started against the Cubs, and they seem to have his number. They hit a lot of balls hard, they found a lot of holes, and he gave up a ton of hits in his 4 innings of work.
Then against the Cub bullpen, when the Cardinals were down 8-1, they got 4 runs in the 7th inning to make a ball game of it.
They got the line moving. They did get those late runs. They got to within 3, but a couple of really good pitches late by the Cubs bullpen in the 8th and the 9th sealed the victory.
John Lester beat Luke Weaver, and a save for Brandon Morrow, 8-5 Cubs. The Cardinals are back home tonight. They'll open up a 3-game series against the Reds with Michael Walker on the mound, and we're on the air at 6:20.
I just don't want to go to Tuscola today to the Old Town Garage Sale.
Old Town Garage Sale.
The whole town of Tuscola is having a garage sale?
Well, I mean,
if you're not there, you're late. I mean, the sailors have already left the port, man. They left at 6.
It's true.
I mean, the sailors, they, you know who they are. They're the ones with the sharper elbows. Get out of my way.
And Mike and his best friend Ken are like that. Typically on Friday, they kind of poke around and research what towns are featured.
No, listen, it can be fun. If you find a 1958 Mickey Mantle mint condition, let me know.
Okay, then.
I'll give him $5 seeing it just went on auction for $2.8 million. So you can find treasures.
I'm just looking for an egg poacher. I don't know what happened to mine.
What's an egg poacher?
Like, you know, little cups and they have the steam underneath.
Oh, you make hard-boiled eggs with them?
Well, I mean, you poach the eggs. I like them nice and soft.
Well, I'm sure you can find an egg poacher in Tuscola today. Somebody got it for $2.
That's the goal.
And $2, I'm sure. If they are bargained down to $1.
And, of course, my son Aiden gets these model cars that are like a size of a shoebox or something. So we're always looking for those, too.
You know the sailors, they're the ones that stop the car, leave it running, and come up the driveway, and then are out within 30 seconds because you don't have what they're looking for.
I mean, they're serious. They know the, you know, GPS. And they know the route that they're doing, yeah. And it's pretty cool.
And they usually have capacity to take something home.
Exactly.
They have a car or truck that carries
stuff. And a lot of these folks will turn it over in their own antique booth that they rent out somewhere.
Resellers. And
exactly.
All right.
Okay, the Illini gymnastics team in search of their NCAA title in Chicago. The women's gymnastics tonight in St. Louis. Men's tennis hosting Wisconsin at 3. Minnesota on Sunday. Women's tennis against Ohio State at 3, Penn State on Sunday. So a lot of different athletics in action, as we say, go Illini. NFL news talks about the start of the season, and September 6th, it'll be Philadelphia's Eagles and Atlanta on that Thursday night. At next Sunday, September 9th, the Bears will be at Green Bay and the Colts at Cincinnati. That's sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to eight and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You could get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
When you define classic plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all work is warranted for 2 years. A $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Materials are superior using durable copper-lined pipes. Costs are mostly 20% less than other plumbers. By promoting a good culture of doing good work, classic plumbing takes pride in hiring outstanding people. At Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Muhammad, you'll get technology with a tradition of value. On Facebook or online, classicplumbing.com.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
Saturday, April 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com. Part of the State Farm Center and Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Here's your weather for your weekend, looking pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. High 61, down to around 36 this evening. Plenty of sunshine today as we wrap up the week. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 61, low 41, up to the mid-60s with partly sunny conditions by Sunday. And then back to work Monday with a high 66. Things are looking good as we get mid-60s, really, for the next 10 days. Right now, the temperature's at 43. ESPN 93.5.
Centennial High School's Children's Miracle Network Dance Marathon tonight. It is open 6 to 10 if you'd like to go. In the old days, we didn't have it open.
That's right.
So it's open, $20 to give in. All goes to the Children's Miracle Network. You'll hear from kids at kids and families. It depends how old the child is, but moms talk a lot, and also the older patients that have a real illness, they talk, and it's incredibly inspiring and helps you appreciate your life a little more, perhaps. Anyway, tonight, 6 to 10, Centennial High School. We're back to wrap in a moment. 8:52.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your train comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Is it me, or am I squinting more because it's so bright?
Yeah, I like that,
it's
though.
It's so bright. I need my sunglasses. It's just so bright out. It's been a while.
Uh-huh.
It really has. I think we had clouds for a month.
Really feels like spring
feels
is
nice.
Underway.
It really feels better and great, great, great. Okay, next week, one of the highlights is Tuesday morning. I'll be broadcasting live at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington. They're your local janitorial supply company. And Betsy and Brad Parks apparently have me all scheduled up. I'll be doing the show till 9, then working for them for 3 hours. And he said, I'm going to ride something. And believe you, Missy, I'll be riding something, and I'm gunning it.
Well,
come on!
It's one of those floor things with the swirly mops.
Well, I'm going to be riding something.
I mean,
I want to ride.
Cool.
I want to do the forklift. Beep, beep, Oh, sorry, man. I asked him if he had liabilities.
They said that they're clearing out the warehouse so you can get used to things.
And you do a donut on a forklift? Anyway, no, it'll be really, really fun. And I'm kind of into the cleaning thing. I'm actually looking for a wood wax after Steve Suderman said I could wax my floor at home.
Okay.
So how do you apply wax? Well, I slip, because it's kind of a doll right now, but it's a wood floor, and I'd really like it. See, I'm in the right spot.
Nice.
So I'll be getting all kinds of things going.
I'm sure they can help you out. Brad and Betsy Parks at CMI. The Autism Network tomorrow has their walk. 11:30 starts the Research Source Expo, and 2 o'clock for the kickoff in Champaign County Fairgrounds. If you need more information or you want to be part of Team Aiden, see you, Autism Network. Network.org. I'll be a part of that.
Awesome.
And then handing out the awards at the Antique Car and Truck Show on Sunday at 2.
Otherwise,
Warden Martin Buick in Savoy.
Normally busy, and that's what Diane does. She'll
April's
be on around.
Typically a big, busy month.
Listen, talk to you Monday.
All right. Enjoy the
weekend.
Thank
you. It's Diane Ducey. You too. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Liddyville. That's right. Game Day Spirit has partnered with the University of Illinois Fighting Illini football coaching and recruiting staff to bring you an exclusive line of official Liddyville apparel. Follow along with the excitement on Twitter by following the handle at Game Day Spirit or like Game Day Spirit on Facebook. Special thanks to Thad Ward and Corey Patterson for bringing Liddyville to life. It's great to be in Liddyville Nation. Shop exclusive Liddyville shirts at GameDaySpirit.com or at either of their Champaign stores, 519 East Green Street or 1602 South Neal Street. And go Illini!
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Oh, hey, hi, hello there. It's me, your air conditioner. You can call me AC if you want, but Mr. Conditioner is my dad's name. Okay, listen, you may have noticed that I'm using a lot of energy right now, and that's why you need to call an expert. Yep, the experts can give me a precision tune-up, so you'll save up to 30% on energy bills, and I won't have to work so hard, which is great because I'm about to pass out.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, get $41 off a precision tune-up. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com. For expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
Is Tijon Lucas or Michael Finke individually losing any of them one by one all that big of a deal? No. So the margin for error is small. The ability to field a functional basketball team, the margin of error is small there too, because if you get an injury or two, then all of a sudden you're looking at a team that's very sparse, which it already is.
This is so weird what's going on.
It's not normal.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
you can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to 8. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far.